Good morning. I'm just going to get set up here and then we'll get started. Good morning. Come on in. Good morning, everybody. Hi. We're going to wait for Coach Ashley and Kathy Hartman to get in the door here. All right, I see Coach Ashley. I see Kathy Hartman. Lovely. Let's get them all in and cameras on and hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's still morning here, but.
I know. Maybe, yeah, it's still morning everywhere, but it's earlier morning for us, huh? Kathy Hartman, you still have mute on. I'm going to get started. Welcome, everybody. This is the exciting call of the day. What to do when you are done with an OBS weight loss course? What is next? So let's get started. Get all the tedious stuff out of the way. Make sure that if you are chatting, you set your chat to everyone, because otherwise we only see your genius and nobody else does. If you have questions throughout this call, please put them in the Q&A. We will answer some of them live today. I am OBS Coach Julie. I am a one-on-one coach here at OBS. I'm a life coach certified, advanced weight loss certified coach, as well as a sex and relationships coach. And you find me supporting members in all kinds of ways, primarily working one-on-one with OBS women, as well as an Ask Coaches on Facebook. I'll also have the amazing OBS coach Ashley, whose primary focus is new member success and supporting new members like starting out, as well as an Ask Coaches on Facebook, and the incomparable Kathy Hartman, formerly on the coaching team, now supporting members in her own unique and special way across several departments. You might see her a tiny bit less on screen, but she is no less committed to member success in ways that you touch every day. You just don't know her hands are on it. Welcome. How are you guys?
I'm awesome.
Yeah. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Julie.
Hi. It's so fun to be here. We're getting lots of Kathy love here. So yeah. Normally, I am going to share my screen a couple times. Normally, this is all about pathways and what's next after OBS. Today, we have some extra exciting news, so we're going to dive right in. I have a few things to say first off here, so hang tight, ladies. I'm going to share my screen. So normally, when OBS is done for you, oops, you could see my Zoom here. I'm going to get rid of that. Can everybody see the OBS homepage? Good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So after OBS, the first thing you would generally do is go to number 6, finish OBS, choose your next pathway or a bonus course. Choose OBS pathways and bonus courses. This is what the pathway page looks like. We have the pathways quiz here that can help you choose a pathway if you know exactly what you want to work on. Like, you're not an expert at the basics and you want to nail them. If you want to work on urges, it's all here. This is where we generally go when we have finished the OBS weight loss course and want to figure out what the next step is. But ladies, as you already know, not today. Today is like D-Day of the OBS weight loss course, modules 3 and 4 were just released this morning, the new content. Like the new content, people, this is very exciting. So I want to show you what it looks like, because the course looks totally different than it used to look. And I know that, you know, like none of us, right? We don't walk around with our year grocery list. We don't walk around with our month grocery list very often. We walk around with our weekly grocery list. We don't want to overwhelm ourselves with like all the content at one time. So much like the pathways, the new course shows up on the page just like that. Module 1 shows up When you're ready for module two, you click on it, it unfolds. When you're ready for module three and all that new content, it unfolds. Same with module four. Now, you can leave it like this and see it all if you want to. That's how I like it. But if you see that and you're like, whoa, that's my 2 month grocery list, you can click them and make them disappear again. This is very cool. I don't know who decided to do this way, but I personally love it. What do you guys think?
I love it. I love the whole page. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Kathy, you might have had a hand in this too, right?
Yes. I don't think I did. I actually did not. I saw it being developed, which was very cool. I tell you, Julie, what I love about it, if you'll scroll down under module one, there's a link right back to the No BS podcast.
Oh, so yes.
For those of you who have not downloaded the Private Member podcast yet, this is it.
Right here. And if you notice, like, you actually brought me to a great spot because you can also just download all those modules worksheets with that one button right below there, right here too. And that is the case for each one of these things. Module two's worksheets, module three's worksheets. Very cool. Because, you know, you used to have to kind of like figure out which lesson and then the worksheet was there or go to the worksheet page or whatever. This is about as easy as it gets. Like, okay. But if you have finished the No BS weight loss course anytime recently or anytime in the past, you are going to want to go right back here to module three and four because it's new content. And it's new content in a way like we have not seen new content before. Like, it is life-alteringly new content. So let's start with talking about that. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about it? What about the new content is like, what is your biggest takeaway of the new modules three and four?
Okay, I'll go first. Okay. well, first of all, it's amazing. I'm just going to say I took 10 pages of notes. So there's that. But the thing that really stood out to me was in module three, Corinne talks about how our thoughts are there for a reason. So, you know, we always want to, you know, get rid of the shitty thoughts, but they're there for a reason. And then the other thing that really got me was that our urges is our body trying to communicate that we have some personal or not our physical or emotional needs. And so that is our body communicating that there's something that we need, either physically or emotionally. So that was one of my biggest takeaways.
I love it, Julie. I think I love it because I've seen, gosh, I've been around long enough now to see every different iteration of the No BS weight loss course. And what Corinne does with this latest update with three and four is she teaches just about the same concept she was teaching before in a much more understandable, engaging way. So, you know, I love what Ashley said about the compassion that she brings in about urges. It's just your body communicating with you. They're not a problem, right? But then what really struck me in lesson eight of module three, which is what to do after an overeat, she breaks it down into a process that's so compassionate. It's like she's not only teaching us how to manage overeats, she's teaching us how to talk to ourselves when we have an overeat. She's teaching us to, you know, just those little nuggets, those beginnings of caring for ourselves and being patient with ourselves. And I think that's what I love about the rewrite.
That's awesome, Kathy. Like, I couldn't agree with you more. I was really like moved in module four, unit four. It's called Future You versus Old You. Mm-hmm. And like love trusting that I can have a new juicy thought about me today, like to set up for future me's automatic thinking. And I had never thought about it that way. Even though I've done a lot of future me work, I never thought about it like, oh, if I do this today and I practice this regularly, future me is going to do this automatically and how amazing that will be. And I just found that boom, you know.
It's also a great mix of old not old, but previous worksheets that she's brought into, brought up with the new version, like the Effit Foods worksheet is in lesson 8. And, you know, that's an oldie but a goodie. So she's got new stuff. She's got the stuff we're all used to seeing. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful update.
It is. I really want to say, though, it's really important. Like, I can't say this enough. If you are a new member and you are starting modules 1 and 2, that is a perfect place to be. Keep going. You will get to 3 and 4 when you're ready, and you will rock this new content. It will rock your world just like it's rocking everyone else's world. If you are a recent join and you have just completed modules 3 and 4, this is also an ideal time to redo the new 3 and 4, because a lot of it is similar. It's taught in new ways, clearer. Some new concepts about original No BS content stated in new ways. So it's amazing to have just gone through 3 and 4 and reinforce that by going through new 3 and 4. If you are a seasoned member and you haven't gone through this for a while, but you're like, I've done this already. No, because you have new ears. You're going to hear this all different. It's new content, but you're also going to hear it different based on all your new knowledge in life, all the ways that you've applied No BS concepts. We always hear things different, like the more we listen to it. So pretty much any stage of No BS you're in, there's something for you here. I don't want you to lose sight of that. So, okay, let's talk about tips and tricks for weight loss when you've completed the No BS weight loss course in general. So one thing that I know that we hear members talk about pretty regularly is shame, imperfection, mistakes, embarrassment, sort of that family of feelings. Pretty regularly we hear this as part of the No BS experience. I think each of us has experienced at least one of these things. And so often we want these things to just absolutely go away. We don't want to experience them. We were taught to feel our feelings here, but we really don't want to feel that bad. We want to feel better. But here's the thing. These feelings don't have to go away. They aren't wrong or bad. There is no hierarchy of feelings here at No BS. All of them are worthwhile. Can you each give me an example of how you experience like any of those as you work through your basics, either before you were an OBS coach or now? And then how do they show up and how do you respond to them? Ashley, do you want to go first?
Sure. You were talking about perfection. That is, I call myself a recovering perfectionist because in my former life, before No BS, I was very into doing things right. And because I have so many, you know, I'm the oldest child, so I have so many people looking up to me. So I had to do this perfectly. So all that stuff. So going through No BS and, you know, even now I, you know, make mistakes and I'm like, that old shitty comes in like, oh, see, you're not getting it. You should already have this already, you know, and it should be done perfectly. And then I always go back to, so I have the phases of change right here on my wall. And it's module. It's the last lesson in module 1 is the phases of change. And I remind myself, we're only striving for 80%, Ashley. You don't have to do 100%. And guess what? 20% of the time, you don't have to be doing it right. And so even that 80% of the time, you don't have to be doing it right, but you're doing it, you know, 80% of the time. So that has really showed up a lot, not only in my weight loss journey, but other areas of my life. And I always go back to those phases of change, that 80-20, that's all we're striving for. That is all. And that's pretty doable 80% of the time. And then, you know, I still have that 20% where I'm, you know, still learning and still making mistakes. Yeah. And I've also learned that mistakes are definitely part of the journey. Like you have to be willing to make those mistakes because, you know, past Ashley, she had to make the mistakes to get to where I am now. So my future Ashley needs me to make the mistakes that I'm going to make so I can get to her. So yeah, that is
brilliant. Like doing it is doing it right. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
What about you, Kathy? What about you?
So I want to talk about shame. Mm-hmm. I have, so I'm one of those people that has had to learn how to feel all the deep feelings. You know, if I could see them coming on, I would thought switch and get on out of there and not worry about it anymore. You know, just kind of delete and move on. Well, when I really start to recognize shame, I look at, why am I feeling this way? You know, it's almost like I take it through the four ends. I ask myself, okay, I'm feeling shame right now. What's going on? Okay. And I'll, you know, what came up for me was, I teach this stuff. I should model it perfectly. So I have a little bit of Ashley going on too, but it brings on, you should be better. You're better than this. You helped write this stuff. You're a coach. You know, I start down this self-judgment place that leads me to shame. And I have to pull myself back and think, why am I feeling this shame right now? Take it through the four ends. And I realize that my expectations of myself are not in that 80-20 range. They're in that 100% range. And, you know, somebody in the chat just mentioned B plus work, B minus work. Y'all, that's all we need to do. We don't have to be A plus all the time. So when I look at shame and I see myself trying to be, you know, perfectionistic, I remind myself that I'm human and that's okay. You know, humans are not like flying around with little wings and halos and stuff. They're learning every day how to be a better person, how to take care of themselves better. So that's kind of where I go. I'm really, really looking at these feelings and trying to get them to tell me what I'm thinking about myself and how I can level that up.
That's so powerful, Kathy. Thank you so much, both of you. For me, I used to really think that everything I thought was true. Like, my brain thought if I thought it about me, it was just the truth. And so when I started to question the concept of that, I realized, like, oh, I think things all the time that aren't true. And so, like, as it relates to the four basics, for example, I used to like think I was hungry when I was eating emotionally, because like I felt the sensation of hunger in my body, but it was like an emotional hunger that was fooling me into eating. And so, for example, when I realized that was possible, I started experimenting with how I identify like boring foods, foods I do like, but I would never consider overeating, like a hard-boiled egg or cottage cheese. They're fine foods. I eat them. I like them, but like, I just wouldn't personally overeat them. They aren't that interesting to me. And so I started putting my hunger to the test when I realized like, oh, I may not actually be hungry just because I think I am. So I would have on my plan like cottage cheese or a hard-boiled egg, and I would go get it and I would offer it to myself. And my brain would be like, no, you want a grilled ham and cheese sandwich with Pringles. And so I instantly knew like, oh, okay. So this is not actually hunger, because I'm looking for a food that comforts me in a way that cottage freaking cheese doesn't do. Right. And so I like taught myself that my brain was this big liar and I didn't have to listen to it all the time. And so that's how, I mean, I still use that today, like cottage cheese, hard boiled eggs, sort of like a plain chicken breast. I always have something, or plain yogurt, something in the fridge where I know would sustain me. I like those things fine. So if I'm truly hungry, I'll be like, I want that. If I'm not hungry, my brain is all about, I'd like French fries or I'd like Pringles. And that is like the big tell. It's like I caught on to my own tell, like in gambling. So
I did the same thing with apples. I used to do the same thing with apples, and I love apples. But if an apple wasn't going to solve, you know, whatever I was going through, if my brain went somewhere else other than an apple, I knew that it wasn't hunger.
Exactly. And that was really how I worked through teaching myself that like my brain lies and I don't have to listen to it anymore all the time. Sometimes I want to listen to it. So, okay. So in a way, what I was just talking about was experimenting, and you guys too, because you have to kind of like get to know yourself and be curious to find some of these things out. So to get curious, that's that whole concept that Corinne talks about, being the scientist and not the judge. So that kind of goes hand in hand with what we're talking about. So as we move through the No BS Weight Loss course, complete that and go into our next pathway or retake 3 and 4, when Corinne says, get into curiosity, what does that actually mean to you specifically? What do you do to practice curiosity? Kathy, take this one first. Ashley, you go second. And I'm snotty today, people. You're going to see me wipe my nose. I'm sorry.
So when I want to get curious, I sit down and journal. I mean, seriously, I just, my due line is right. And I don't censor what I write. So if I know the difference, because if it's all happy and this is what I want to do today and blah, 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 I'm just planning. But if I really drop into, I don't know, drop into my body or drop into my mind or really think about, you know, just letting go of any expectations. See, that there's a theme for me here, right? High expectations, letting go of any expectations of what my journaling should produce for me. Then I really uncover things. Sometimes it goes, you know, sometimes it goes into self-judgment, but sometimes there's a nugget in there that I didn't know was in there. I was journaling the other day just about, you know, work and about what I needed to do. And out my pen came, there's so much value in being me. And I thought, that was in my mind. And when I got curious and just decided to write a little bit about, you know, what was coming up for my day, I had this beautiful thought come out. So when you allow yourself that curiosity moment, it's amazing what your brain is storing, waiting in there for you to just let it loose.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's so good. I love that so much. Ashley, what about you?
Let's see. I don't know if I can top that, Kathy. Well, what I'm curious to me, I love to journal too. So I, like Kathy, I journal. But I also like to ask myself why. Like when something comes up, I'm just like, well, why? Like I think it was yesterday. I was what was I doing? I was hungry, but I didn't, I wanted something else that was not on my plan. And I'm like, well, why? Why do you want that? And so like Kathy, I actually stopped and I journaled and there was a lot that came out and I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense. That's, you know, and then I, you know, you notice the thought and then you normalize it. So I normalized it and I was like, okay, yeah, of course I want that because, you know, it tastes good. And it was one of my siblings' birthdays, and that was like her favorite food. So when her birthday comes up, I'm like, ooh, I wanted her favorite food. And I'm like, of course, that's why I wanted it. It's my sister's birthday. And so just getting curious and asking myself why, that is like my thing. Like, so why? And then I get to writing, and then before I know it, there's like a page of reasons why I want or do what I am doing. So yes, definitely journaling. Journaling is my go-to when I think about, you know, getting curious.
That's awesome. So you both focus on journaling, which I do a little, but I think not as much as you two. I, as you all know, like I work a lot on feelings. So for me, I practice, like, obviously, if you're trying to be the scientist and get curious, you're wanting the judge to quiet down a bit because we all have our inner judge. So I spent a long time in No BS thinking that my judge had to go away. Mm-hmm. And like, I have now come to realize, like, actually, my judge is a huge part of my life and has helped me propel forward in a lot of amazing ways. My judge doesn't help me with weight loss. And so like acknowledging the judge, like sometimes I say, thank you. Like you've served me so well in so many ways. I know you have my best interest at heart and weight loss is not your forte. So like you're going to quiet down a little and like my conscious brain is going to step forward and speak up. That's my inner scientist. And like, together, I'm asking you to work in partnership. And I know some people think that sounds super woo-woo, that like you kind of see yourself in parts and they talk to each other. But this really works for me. And meeting those two parts of me together and realizing that the best way that they show up for me is like linking arms and walking alongside each other. One of them's always a little bit louder than the other, but they both play a really important role and they both have my best interest at heart. And so I cannot get into curiosity if I'm shoving out all the judgment. I have to just allow it, trust that it's okay, it's there, practice it being there alongside the curiosity, and move forward with them together. That's really what I do. So, okay. What? So we've just talked about like shame, embarrassment, all the imperfection. And I bet each of you has maybe just like at least once beaten yourself up about something inside of No BS. Like, what was it? How do you show up now? What did you do to change it? Kathy, you want to go first?
Yeah. My go-to thought, my old shitty is I'll never get this. And that's where I tend to beat myself up. And it shows up in weight loss. It shows up at work. It shows up in relationships. It shows up. That's just my self-judgy, you know, that's when I know, when I hear that thought, I know that I'm going down a rabbit hole of self-judgment. So tell me the question again, Julie.
How you beat yourself up. So it sounds like you beat yourself up with self-judgment. And yes. What do you do to work on that?
What do I do? I question. I get back to you. Whether it's either in my journal or if I'm sitting here at my desk, and I'm trying to work through a work problem and I'm not getting it, sometimes I just pause and breathe. You know, Corinne talks about I think it's in that lesson 8 where she puts her hands on her heart and she says, you know what? Everything is okay right now. I'm safe. It's all right. So I calm myself down and I pause and I just sit here and say, are you able to figure things out? Aren't you, you know, can't you just take one step toward figuring this out? What is your next best step? And I just sort of kind of wiggle out of it a little bit. It might still linger and that's okay. But if I move myself into that next best step, then eventually it just kind of eases away and I move forward. Does that answer your question?
Totally. Okay. Yeah. So good. What about you, Ashley? Do you beat yourself up about anything associated with No BS? How do you show up and how have you made a change in that area?
Do I beat myself up? Yes, I do. along the lines of what Kathy said, the thought that usually comes up for me is like, I should already know this. Like, I should already know this. And that comes up a lot. Especially, you know, I'm working on some urges and overeating right now. And so when it comes up, I'm just like, again, there's that like, well, why? Why should you already know this? And there's another question that comes up is, you know, what if this is just part of your journey? Like, what if this is, you know, this is where you're supposed to be and this is what you're supposed to be learning? And so a lot of that comes up. I do, you know, journal. And then like when I'm in the moment, like Kathy says, like at work, like I should know this. And then I just tell myself, you know what? It's okay. You're still learning. It's okay if you don't know this. But how can you learn it? How can you get better at it? What, you know, what have you learned in the past that will help you get better at doing this? And so just giving myself that love and compassion, before it was just like all the beat down, but now it's just like that, you know, stopping and pausing and being like, you are okay. You are human. You are not perfect. And we're not striving for perfection. So how can we get through this? How can we learn? What's the next step? How can we move forward? So.
So good. And not too dissimilarly from you guys, I sometimes tell myself like, well, intellectually, I know all this stuff. Like, but then I have to stop and say to myself, like, wait a minute. Okay. There's like your brain and it, you know, communicates through thought, and there's your body and it communicates through sensation. And when you say intellectually, I know this, you are only talking about your brain. You are not talking about your body at all. So like your body clearly doesn't know this. Like if intellectually I know something that I'm not actually doing for emotional reasons, the language of my body is not on board with what my brain intellectually knows. So it means I have to get them into partnership again and like on some doable, easy micro level that they actually can work together, as opposed to like one being like, oh, I'm so smart. Intellectually, I know all this. And the other part of me is like, and I'm so broken because I'm failing and I can't do it. It's like, no, in partnership, the brain has to teach my body. The body has to show the brain my feelings. Like they have to work together. So much like you guys. And I'm wondering if anybody here is wondering why we're talking about this way, because it sounds like, oh my gosh, look at all these horrible things. But if you have finished the No BS weight loss course and you're moving on to something, either a pathway or doing modules 3 and 4 again, probably you're at 90 days a member, maybe 60 days a member, and the newness has worn off, like all new things do. Some of the excitement sometimes wears off, or we are not practicing keeping the excitement. And so these are some of the things that come up at this point of your No BS journey. And so that's why we're talking about this specifically today this way, because when we're about to move into our next pathway or modules 3 and 4, this is that time where the brain starts screaming things, and we all have experienced them and we still all experience them. We are just people.
So Julie, I want to talk about just for a second, Ashley's I should know this thought. Because I bet we have members who, you know, they can be brand new and they have all these diet rules in their head, so they should know what to do. We have members who've been with us for 5 years who think I should know this. What if that thought is just not true?
Yeah.
You know, when you first listen to something, you're not going to synthesize and apply 100% of that information. That's that expectation that Ashley and I keep talking about, to be perfect. Well, it's not going to happen. You're going to synthesize what you can use right now. So in 6 months, when you listen to module 3 again, or module 4, or module 1, or whatever, you're going to synthesize it in a new way. You're going to synthesize that information based on what you need in that moment. So this whole concept of I should know this, whether it applies to weight loss or no BS or work or something else, is just a fallacy. It's that unrealistic expectation that we have of ourselves.
Yeah. Just because your ears have heard something doesn't mean you know it. We hear things all day, every day in our lives, millions of things, and we don't know them all. So just because you've experienced it doesn't mean you are expected to be an expert. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what is the most fun part? You've completed the No BS weight loss course. You're moving in to your journey inside of No BS, the entity, the membership. What do you guys think is the most fun part of it? What was the most fun part as a member or now as a coach?
For me, it's those Wednesday live trainings. I do not miss a Wednesday live training. She is on fire. She's prepared. She knows exactly. It's like she's in my head every stinking Wednesday. Am I the only one on this call? And it's either, you know, if I don't catch it live, I love the replays too, because she is totally doable to listen to on 1.5 or 2 times speed. So for me, it's like she's preaching to the choir and the choir is right here.
I'm with you. And I should just say, starting in April, the Wednesdays are going to be like 1.5 hours. It's going to start early. It's going to be a watch party of No BS modules 3 and 4. So she's going to start with a watch party and watch right there with you. Then she's going to teach something. And then she is going old school with a regular old hand raise and coaching. So like, it is going to be Amazing Wednesdays 2.0. Okay, Ashley, sorry, I had to jump in there. I got so excited. Ashley, what about you? What is the most fun part for you?
You know, I love the NoBS women. I love going in the Facebook group. But for me, it's I get to celebrate my wins. Like I get to, you know, and share those with other people so they can celebrate with me. I love celebrating my wins because, you know, I used to not. And I love, sharing what I have learned. So I've shared what I love sharing what I have learned with other NoBS women. And like Kathy said, I don't join live on Wednesdays, but I do look forward to that replay on Friday. I do. And that is, you know, this morning, I listen to it when I get up on Saturday mornings. And like you said, Kathy, I was like, geez. Corinne's talking to me. I don't know where, how does she know this? You know, but she's talking straight to me. And so, I think it's fun to share your wins with everyone and celebrate yourself. And yes, those Wednesdays Q&As are amazing.
That's awesome. You guys, you've got me fired up on Wednesdays. Wednesday is my day off. So I oftentimes hear them and I love them. Yeah. For me, like I'll just go more like inside of like the practicing of NoBS. For me, once I finished the course and I was ready to move on to my next course, I really thought dreaming about my future self was fun. I had never thought about future self like that, like how Corinne teaches it. It had never dawned on me to think about it like that. And I found it really sort of fun and exciting to imagine her life, how she showed up in the world. What did she create for herself? Like, what was her life like? Not just what her body was like at goal weight, but like, who was she? And then turning around and finding just a tiny part of her in me today and connecting to that. And I think there's something really fun and exciting about just experiencing that on every level of who I want to be as my future self, not just about my body size, but who do I want to be? Who is she? And then I like love embodying her today and every day while I'm working towards this bigger goal.
I love
makes
that.
Me just smile, like a big sigh. Like you can tell, like I really feel that because that's why the sigh came out so deeply. Like that's so it was so random, but I just want to say, if you notice that that happened for me, that was just a profound truth for me. That was what that exhale represented. Was just like I could go have a cup of cocoa and curl up. Laying on the couch with the blankie after that one. Like that's how good that felt when I said that out loud to you. So, all right. What is your favorite thing about being a part of this community? And by community, I mean a member of NoBS, the Facebook group, the website, the coursework, the calls, replays, teachings, you name it. How do you lean into the community? Kathy?
Okay. It sounds so basic, but it's so true for me. I love the love and the support in the community. If I go in and I'm having a tough day, this is what's gonna bring out my feelings. I know that there's hundreds of women in there ready to give me a virtual hug, ready to help me figure out what my next step should be, ready to check on me the next day. It's a supportive, loving community that I have never experienced before in my life. It just, you know, Mary Jo always says, welcome home. That's what it feels like. it feels like home to me. It feels like that place that I can go anytime and, you know, get some love if I need it. Yep, crying.
I had the Kleenex plan, people. Kathy, that's so special. Oh gosh. Okay. Actually, I don't know how you follow that, but no compare and despair. What's yours?
Well, I was going to say the same thing because, you know, weight loss can be hard to do it by yourself. And you can feel alone. And, you know, I can, like Kathy says, I can go in there. I don't even have to like say anything, but I can just go in there and instantly feel like the love and the hug that these, you know, no BS women give each other. And I feel very honored to be part of this team. And so, and the same thing, like I can go and I can Marco Polo Julie and be like, Julie, I'm struggling. And she'll be like, it's okay. It's okay. And, you know, and give you that hug. And yeah, it's just, I tell my husband every day, like, I don't know. I couldn't, you know, do life without no BS because it's just so amazing. I have so many lifelong friends that I have made through this program. It's just, and just having women supporting women is just very empowering. And yeah, so I didn't know I was going to cry, but yeah. So
Julie, I do have another one. I have another one. I have a couple of different accountability partners they are women that I have met through this community. And they are women I can pour out my soul to for whatever reason and feel that love on a very micro level. So if you are not a big group person, and y'all, I tend not to be a huge group person. I'm sort of introverted. And you're a smaller group person, man, keep looking until you find that accountability match, that partner, that person that you can, you know, not, you know, they're not going to just, you know, jump in there and go, oh yeah, girl, your life sucks. They're going to challenge you just a little bit. They're going to be like, are you sure that's a believable story? How can you get curious about this? They're going to just poke you just a little bit to help you think through something. So that's just another super powerful aspect to me of no BS.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, that is what I would talk about is like first, I have two as well. First, accountability. Every accountability group is different. And it doesn't matter if you're two new members, if you're a new member and a more senior member, if you are two seasoned members, or multiple members, the combination of who's in the group is not as valuable as like how you show up for the group, what you offer, the way you offer support, the way you ask for support. I have a few different groups. I like love feeling safe in a small group where I can share my absolute truth, where I can go in there and think I'm saying like the ugliest thing. And then like, they don't receive it that way. And it adds perspective to me of like, oh, okay. Like, so this could be different than how I think about this. It's that trust. And Kathy, you and I are the same. Like, I actually am quite an introvert. And so having like this small group of people where I can bare my soul to, I find that so impactful. And then in the larger community, like in Facebook, the thing that I really love the absolute most and lean into is the tone with which Corinne has created a membership. Mm-hmm. I generally am not a social media person. I don't appreciate how people talk to each other, that overly familiar where everybody thinks they're entitled to give you an opinion about everything in the way that they want to speak it. Now, I respect people get to think and feel how they want and they get to express it. So you go if that's you. But I personally don't always want a bunch of well-rounded feedback. But inside of the No BS membership, the level of respect, the level of like acceptance, the tone of posts, the tone that Corinne has set with the membership, the support that people offer each other, and how it isn't like outside of the membership where you might get really snarky, pointed feedback, which like people have a right to do if they want to, but inside of No BS, that is not the No BS way. And we do not accept that. We do not encourage that. And like our members like rise up, women supporting women, like you said, Ashley. And I find that life altering. Like, I don't know of another place I could go that feels like that every day. That's it. So we talked about all kinds of things. We're going to keep talking more. There are no questions in the Q&A, which surprises me. Anybody got any questions? Please know you can post in the Q&A. But we've talked about a lot of things, but bear it now, ladies. What are your big excuses? Like when you're turning your back on the basics, which we all do, right? Ashley pointed it out. 20% of the time, even when we've got great habits, 20% of the time, we're not doing all the things. That's cool. Tell me about that 20%. What are your excuses? What are you avoiding? And how do you handle it?
That's a good question. So one of my biggest excuses is I don't want to. That is one of my biggest excuses. And I hear it a lot, like, I don't want to, you know, make my plan, or I don't want to drink my water, or I don't want to, you know, stick to plan. And so when that comes up, I ask myself, you know, well, or not ask myself, I just tell myself, like, you do a lot of things during the day that you don't want to do, but you do them anyway. And like, you know, I get up every morning. Do I want to, I would rather stay in bed, but I get up every morning. And I do it anyway. And so I also ask, like, so if I do this, you know, what is the benefit of it? And so I go through and, you know, list all the benefits of it. And then, you know, I give myself like, okay, so if you do this, you can also do this afterwards. And so, yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of things in my life. It's like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to, I shouldn't have to do it. And you know, there's a lot of things that you don't want to do, but you do it anyway. Wanting is not a requirement. I have told myself, you just do it. And you know, afterwards, of course, I'm glad I do it because it helps me and I, you know, learn from it. But that's my biggest one, is I don't want to. And it shows up every single day.
Okay. It sounds like you're like, you're used to living with, I don't want to.
I am used to living with it.
That's awesome. Kathy, what about you?
I was thinking about this a lot, and I think my, the one that I'm working through right now is I don't want to hurt their feelings. So I'll give you an example. And this has to do with my husband, with Ken. We were out to dinner last night. And he said, oh, let's order cheesecake. I know you love cheesecake. And so he orders the cheesecake and it comes out. It's two little pieces, perfectly sectioned, two spoons. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I didn't plan this, but I don't want to hurt his feelings. He loves me and he's gotten me this cheesecake. So I totally give away my power and my choice when I do that. And I have to mitigate that, I either have to learn to say, can I box that up? Or, you know, I'm already at enough. Or I have to learn to give him a heads up ahead of time that in order to love me, I don't need cheesecake. I need him to not order cheesecake. So for me, I think the one I'm working with right now, so much more than any of the others, is I don't want to hurt their feelings, his feelings, but I'm really just hurting my own when I don't want to hurt his.
that's so powerful, Kathy. And mine goes right with you, but the opposite. Like, my biggest excuse is like an avoidance of like, I have this thought error that someone else has done something that hurts me. And in reality, it's my thoughts about what they did that hurt me, right? Like, they just said words or they just did things. And then I have thoughts about what they did, right? So, but my brain jumps right to, they hurt me. So like, I'm going to avoid that thing or avoid that person. And really, like, the excuse of like, they hurt me or somebody else outside of me is responsible for something inside of me. And it's taken me a while. Like, I've used that excuse a bunch for things, but I now practice stopping and saying like, wait a minute, they just did this. Like, I could have any thought I want about it and feel like shit, or I could have any thought I want about it and feel neutral, or I could have any thought I want about it and feel good. So like, what is helpful? Maybe with my spouse or with a really good friend, I want to have thoughts and feel hurt for a few minutes. Maybe I want to shift it and have thoughts that kind of get me to a place of neutrality because I really care about that person. Maybe I want to stick to where I am and not choose that person in my life. But the one thing I always do is get back to reminding myself that it's like a choice of mine, how I show up always. It's no one else's responsibility. So that is,
and
like,
no one else gets to take credit for how I show up.
Exactly.
Me. It's all how I show up is all me.
Yes. So we now have some questions. So we're going to go into a little Q&A. So we have two questions about level ups. One is about small tips for leveling up. And one is a thought that that it's going to take so much leveling up that they're barely going to eat anything. So let's talk about level ups in general. What do you think great examples of small level ups are?
Not indulging in the bread basket when you go out to eat.
Yeah.
Or having one piece of bread instead of three. You know, it doesn't have to be like huge steps, right?
Yeah. Like adding 1 ounce of water every day to your water intake until you get to whatever your water goal is. What
going
else?
To bed 10 minutes earlier.
Yes. Waking up 5 minutes earlier.
Right.
Sitting with hunger for like 1 minute longer, 2 minutes longer, 5 minutes longer. The human brain, it's so normal to do this, but like we think, and this goes into the other question. So Ashley, I want you to contribute to this if you would. But like we think, oh, I have to level up, but it's going to take like this life-alteringly huge amount of level up to get whatever we want. But really, it's like a lot of us are sort of maintaining. We start an OBS, we finish the weight loss course, we've lost a little, we maintain in that loss for a chunk of time. And we think, oh my gosh, I basically have to starve myself because of old diet thinking, basically have to starve myself to make a difference. But really, one bite of meal is like 90 bites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not eating 90 bites could be enough in a month. Not being 90 bites in a month could actually garner weight loss, right? Like every single day of your life, it's like the most minuscule change that happens that creates like big change. So what do you guys think?
I was going to say that, like just leaving one more bite behind. If it's just one more, you know, it doesn't have to be your whole half your meal, just that one bite per meal. Like you said, it adds up. It's just that 1% level up. Yeah. 1%. That is, you know,
yeah.
It adds up and it does make a difference. It really does.
It really does. Give you a basis for the next level up. So, you know, a lot of people will say, well, one bite, that's not enough to lose weight. Come on, y'all. I mean, you're just blowing smoke up my dress here. So 90 bites in a month, if you eat 20 bites a meal, y'all, that's like 4.5 meals that you have eliminated over a month's time. And then maybe you lose a pound that month and you're like, well, you know what? I'm going to try leaving two bites behind next month. It just gives you that incremental boost to make that next small step.
Exactly. And I've talked about this too. I think you both have heard me talk about it, but I'm just going to mention it again. Like, I wasn't doing tons of movement. And so I started ellipticaling in the 5 minutes I have between clients. I jump on the elliptical for 3 minutes and my brain was like, oh, that's not enough. It's not aerobic. You're not getting cardio, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Like, I wasn't doing it at all. Zero. So now when I have 10 clients, if I've done 3 minutes between 10 clients, that's 30 minutes, people. Like, sure, it's not as cardio as if I had done 30 minutes at one time. So it's 30 minutes of movement I wasn't doing before I did the 3 minutes between clients. So that is a level up for me. And if I'm not going to make the space at the end of the day to do it, then like I'm actually doing a huge amount more, even though my brain goes all the way to judgment. And we've already talked about all that. So there we go. Okay. So we had someone say, I keep hearing myself say, this one time won't matter in terms of overeating. Tell us why this one time does matter. Some, either of you.
Okay. Because it's a learning opportunity. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. It matters because it gives you an opportunity to look at what was going on around you and what you were thinking about it and to plan for the next time. It gives you an opportunity to do a discovery worksheet or just think through it in your mind or journal about it. that's one of my thoughts, Julie. Okay. I messed up this time. It'll be fine. You know, it's just like dismiss. We're not talking about that. And then I lose that opportunity to really examine and really think about what, you know, what was going on. Is it something I need to fix or something I need to just watch for and notice?
So good. So somebody asked us, can we give an example of during an urge, what does the conversation sound like and has helped you decide not to eat? So I will take this one if you guys don't mind. So for me, like an urge happens and it's really intense. I feel it like everywhere in my body. There's a lot of heat oftentimes. And I like just when I feel that heat and sort of sweaty pits and like tightness in my chest and neck, I have like a protocol around that. I just ask a question. And the question is like, what am I feeling right now? And then what am I trying to offer myself with food? And what do I need instead? And that doesn't mean I don't eat ever. It just means I'm waking my brain up to the idea that there are other possibilities. And whatever I actually need, food is highly likely not going to solve it. So it's like trying to connect with myself, like, what am I really needing that I'm really avoiding because I'm trying to avoid the feeling so fast with food? And oftentimes I can say like, well, for me, the majority of that is comfort, right? I'm having some sort of uncomfortable feeling that I really want to avoid. Take a deep breath. You guys know, I always put my hand over my heart. Like I'm safe. I'm safe in my body right now. I create my safety. I create my own safety. And then I'm like, okay, do you want to eat this away or do you want to try offering yourself what you really need? Because that one piece for me is at least that radical honesty. I am no longer going to actually eat the emotion away. I'm going to consciously make the decision to eat or not. But I'm not going to tell myself like, this is going to make me feel better or like this feeling will go away if I offer myself that personal truth. And then if I want to choose to eat, I've eaten from the choice not to eat away the emotion. So that's how I do it. Do either of you have something different than that you do?
No, I also ask myself, like, what am I actually needing in this moment? It's definitely not food because I'm not hungry. So what am I needing? And how can I provide that to myself in this moment without the food? And so, yeah, I go through that same process. So I'm not saying that I don't eat sometimes because I do, but
yeah. You know. I mean, we all do, right? Like, do either of you 100% Never give in to an urge. No. Of course not. And like forever, does Corinne herself give in to urges?
I would bet she does.
I would bet she does too. Like she may not talk about it all day, every day, because there's no reason to, but I pretty much could take to the bank that she's given in to an urge before, whether it be about the wines, whether it be about the nachos or whatever else, it's something. So we have just this 1 minute left. If we did not get to your question, I urge you to go to Ask Coaches. If you heard some of our excuses and were inspired to think about your own excuses, I just want to remind you that No Excuses Camp is coming up. And like, this is the place that we are going to address every excuse in the book. There is nobody who is in touch with like human excuses like our boss, your friend, your coach, Corinne Crabtree, right? Like she has, this is going to be mind-blowing content, and the virtual experience is so cool. So I highly recommend going to nobswomen.com, checking out the events page, see the opportunity to go to camp, read all the things that come with it. Kathy, you know more than anybody, is it still like the price is still lower than it'll be like very soon? And they still get swag, right?
Yep. We still have a few weeks before we order swag. And you know, you can sign up for camp up until the day before camp. Okay. We just can't guarantee swag. You know, we'll order a little bit extra because we want to catch everybody, you know, as they're able to sign up. But once it's gone, it's gone. And I will say, not to give anything away, I've been working on the swag this week. Y'all, you just wait. MJ and I are going to be doing some camp calls, and the swag is awesome. The swag is just so cool.
So
I love
good.
Swag anyway. Who doesn't love swag? Ashley, I know love the swag, girl.
Love it. Like that is what I am so excited about when I sign up for camp is the swag. Yeah, the material is awesome, but that swag. Yes, I love swag.
And the content, you know, all about excuses and why we have them and how to listen to them and what they are. It's so good. It's just.
And even.
Corinne is outdoing herself all the time.
Exactly. And things you don't even know are actual excuses because you believe them. They seem like your truth. And like Corinne has tapped into the fact that like it might seem like your truth, but actually it's your excuse. So, all right. I'm sorry, but we have to go. I don't want to. It's been so fun spending the morning with you both. Thank you so much. And thank you for everyone who was here with us. Again, if you have a question that we didn't get to, I apologize, but definitely go to Ask Coaches, nobswomen.com. Go to Ask Coaches, ask your question. We will both be in there today. So you will get answers likely from one of us or one of the other amazing coaches. And I hope you have a fantastic Saturday if this is your Saturday. Or Sunday, if this is your Sunday. Have a great day. Thank you both.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.